Welcome to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Marcus.
Good afternoon, Audrey.
You're here at the podcast of Trianon Scientific Communication, Leader in Sustainability Season 2. And today we welcome Brianna Stewart.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about art and sustainability. Hi, Brianna. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we usually start by asking the guest to talk to us about himself. And what we would like also today is that, because it's relevant, that you tell us where you're from and what are you doing in Belgium.
Okay, where am I from? I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I am a dancer, choreographer, entrepreneur. I moved to Brussels around 4 years ago, mostly because I really like the city. And because I'm a dancer and the dance scene here is absolutely amazing, I kind of just dove in from there. And 4 years later, it's been great to do a lot of amazing work in the city.
Let's say, so you're a dancer here, you're also a dancer in the US?
Yes.
What is the difference?
What's the difference?
And let's say for the working here and also the spectator, the people watching your show, do you see any difference?
Well, I'd say baseline difference, as you can imagine, there's a strong cultural difference, I think. In general, European culture, I feel like, is a lot slower, actually, than American culture. It's very go, go, go. When it comes to the art scene, even the type of art that I've seen here compared to the States is very different. And I think just in that, the audiences are different as far as what they like to watch and see or what they enjoy to go out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're here because we think that you are a leader in sustainability. So to start with, what does it mean, sustainability, for you?
It's funny. The first thing I think about when I hear the word sustainability is long-lasting, simply put. But then if I were to kind of make it a phrase, I'd say it's about the ways and approaches to maintain longevity. So that's how I would explain what sustainability is.
Okay. So for us, and what we try to teach our listeners, is that sustainability has three components, which is people, planet, profit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here for people. But to start with, what do you do in your daily life? It can be environmental or social, to be a sustainable citizen.
I think much like a lot of other people, I recycle, baseline. Also, if I find that I'm using an object that I don't want to throw away, say like a broken lamp, I try to find a different way to use it in a different way. Or if I can, I try to pass on something that I have to someone else, because I think one man's trash is another man's treasure. I really love that quote. So I really try to make sure that whatever I have, if I look at it and go, no, we can do something. Let's not destroy the planet. I try to hand it off to someone else. So on a daily basis, those are the types of things that I do.
Okay, so you're a big practitioner of circular economy, as we say here. Have you heard of any initiative in art or dance, more precisely, to either be more environmentally sustainable or to communicate sustainability?
I'd probably say the first time I even thought about sustainability in the arts is when I was in Washington, D.C., and I worked for Step Africa, which is a professional stepping company, which is an African-American form of body percussion. And there was a show called Green is the New Black. And within this show, we focused on literally sustainability. So a lot of costumes that we had, we didn't buy new ones. We used old ones from back in the closet. Even when it came to the set, we tried to reuse things with our set. We tried to use less energy throughout the show. So, for example, if you were to see the stage, we split it in four quadrants. So instead of lighting the entire stage, we just used one quadrant for one section, and we kind of kept moving around like that. Outside of that, I haven't heard of any other projects within the arts within sustainability, but I think that's the biggest one that I've experienced personally.
Like all fields of human endeavor, arts also contributes to environmental problems. Where do you see the main contributions and what, in your opinion, could be done about it? Not just in your specific field, but in arts in general.
I would say baseline, just the materials that are used. Oftentimes when they're used once, that's it, they're thrown away. So I think there should be a greater sense of sharing resources with say, different theaters or different studios or galleries in order to be more sustainable.
Let's go back to the bottom line of sustainability. So I was saying at the beginning that we think that you fit in the people sustainability, what we call social sustainability. Mm-hmm. And in social sustainability, we see you strongly in what pillar that are well-being of employees, and also meaning company culture, team building, all the work that is done around making an employee being better at work. So for what we know, you were, before the COVID, you were working on bringing dance to corporate. What was that all about?
Yeah, so I believe in using dance to solve problems, I guess, quite simply put, in a sense that I think that we can use dance to connect with one another, to become stronger, to feel better. And it's really about personal and professional development through movements. So I'm really interested in going into spaces where you might not think there would be dance and using it in creative ways to really bring connections between people. Because oftentimes within not only dance, but the arts, it's almost like an out-of-body experience. People forget that they don't like Bob across the hallway. It's just everyone is just moving together, and that's all that matters in that moment. So I think it really contributes to how people connect and how they feel and how they work together, especially in the workplace.
And did you have feedback that the way... from former clients, that the fact that you make them see their workplace different than workplace, because they do activity there, open conversation, maybe improve cooperation between colleagues?
Yeah, I think I actually saw like immediate reactions. Like as soon as we were done, I kind of heard smaller conversations or even just the smiles on people's faces. Or even when they first came in, I don't know, the energy was just way different from when they left. And I know that those moments make a big difference in that person's day. And I think in the future, it just makes a difference in general in their sense of well-being. So I've noticed that difference.
So as everybody knows, COVID-19 has hit.
Yeah.
So how did it change your activity?
Everything stopped, basically, much like everywhere around the world. The dancing, I think, was hit the hardest, because we're into in-person classes and performances. So all of a sudden, every dance teacher I know was teaching on Zoom, and the experience is just not the same. Even for a while, for a couple months, I wasn't teaching at all because the transition was just too much for me. But over time, I found myself teaching online. A lot of the projects I was working on with theaters went digital, but they weren't quite the same. But overall, it was less work that I was doing, but that I also spent that time to kind of focus on my goals and what I wanted to do post-pandemic.
We've seen that you were one of the guests of Les Beaux-Arts at the beginning of the month, talking about singing. And
it was the Singing Brussels Festival.
Well, Singing Brussels Festival. Mm-hmm. Can you? I've seen your show about stepping. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Singing Brussels, as you can imagine, is typically about singing. But this year they wanted to add the body as a way of speaking out, if you will. So the tagline was move your body, find your voice. So I incorporated stepping, which once again is the African-American form of body percussion, as a means of how our body has just different sounds that it can make and different ways of expressing itself. So within my talk, which was called Stepping, Freedom and Form, it pretty much focused on how my personal reflection and practice of stepping has affected my own well-being, my sense of identity, my sense of how I express myself, speaking up. And I really enjoyed creating the talk. I actually learned a lot more about myself in writing that talk. but I think overall, because the festival has ended, it seemed like we really did a great job of showing people the possibilities of our bodies and our voices.
With all that new trend, which is people now having coach to learn how to speak in public, how to express themselves better. Do you think your way of making people being more in the present and use their body is in that trend?
Yeah, because I think being in tune with your body is just that. It's about being aware of what's going on in the moment. It's like, I mean, baseline when it comes to, say, working in corporate spaces, body language, quite simply put. So if you were to take a dance class and do anything movement-like, all of a sudden you're more aware of, like, your fingers or your posture. Mm. And that type of, I guess you could say, personal development has a strong effect on how we feel about ourselves, so mentally and emotionally.
If I go back more to science, usually people say it's good to do sports for your well-being because you liberate endorphins, these kind of things, you know, mm-hmm. to make you better.
Yeah.
What do you think dance is bringing more than any other sport?
That's a good question. I think dance has an extra layer of expression. It has an extra layer of play music and just move how you want to move, and that very liberating, authentic, kind of like freeing feeling, because oftentimes we think of when other people look at us, what they think. But, you know, the phrase dance like no one's watching is a popular phrase for a reason. It's a very liberating experience. You feel like you're the greatest version of yourself and that nothing matters. And I think it's in those states that people work better, feel better, and just function better overall.
So we were talking a lot about communication and expression. And do you think that dance could be a way of communicating sustainability? Because, you know, in our company, in what we do, we really think it's very important to vulgarize science, for example, and we try to speak for lots of audiences. But we've seen some initiative about using art to communicate about the problem of the time. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about dance and sustainability?
I think it's very possible on multiple levels, whether it's directly talking about sustainability in dance or kind of finding a very abstract and more expressive way of looking at it, or similar to the show that I mentioned to you, just the way in which the show is created is through sustainability and what that could bring to a particular dance show.
We heard about an initiative, I think it's in the UK, about a dance club using the energy of dancers to create electricity. So in fact, they dance, they tap on the floor, and they use on the floor, they transform the mechanical energy to electricity for the club. Have you ever heard about anything similar in dance?
Actually, no.
No.
I haven't. That's really interesting.
Okay. Okay, but I mean, it's coming. So at least we know that dance is very good for your mental well-being because you liberate yourself, for team building. Because the way, as you were saying, dance when nobody's watching. If you allow other people to watch, that means confidence, trust is coming.
Uh-huh.
So that's really nice. There is some initiative in dance, in the art at least, to be more sustainable, like reuse accessories, clothes, settings.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the traditional magic wand question.
Magic wand question.
So if you had a magic wand, if you could change the world for the better in whichever way you please, what would you do in the next 5 years?
What would I do in the next 5 years? That's a really hard question, but you guys probably knew that.
Yeah.
So as much of what we've been talking about using dance as a way of, you know, freedom of expression, honestly, magic wand, just continuing to do that work and continuing to find ways to reach different audiences through that. It's really interesting that you presented the term to me, social sustainability. Never heard of it. So the fact that I can also look into something new and then use my magic wand to try to incorporate all of this new knowledge that I have to kind of make my vision stronger and bring in other partners and collaborators so that we create a larger impact.
Oh, super.
That sounds like a fitting statement to finish this week's broadcast. Thank you very much, Brianna.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brianna. And thank you to our listener.
You've been listening to Leaders in Sustainability, a podcast series by Trianon Scientific Communication. If you would like to know more about sustainable development and or corporate social responsibility, please visit www.science-by-trianon.com, where you will find our blog and contact details, and where you can subscribe to our newsletter.